Welcome to We Are Hospitality, a podcast from the Rhode Island Hospitality Association, with your host, me, Bill Bartholomew.
Welcome into We Are Hospitality. It's the Rhode Island Hospitality Association's weekly podcast and video series. And today we welcome the person at the top of the food chain, Dale Venturini, here on what has been an exciting week for the hospitality industry.
It has been that. You know, Bill, it has been an amazing day yesterday. It was a day full of emotions. But I have to say the announcement didn't happen overnight. You know, it's an accumulation of over a year of dedicated advocacy to reopen our industry. We had thousands of calls, hundreds of meetings, and countless hours of research, negotiations, and creative thinking that went into getting us to this point. And, you know, over the last year, our staff, our board of directors, and our members from restaurants, hotels, caterers, and our suppliers, they didn't stop. We were working 7 days a week to get to this point. And needless to say, I thank everyone for all their hard work.
And of course, this is Governor McKee yesterday announcing his plan to reopen the hospitality industry by Memorial Day. So that is that's the big news. And outdoor masking will no longer be required. It'll be recommended. Still indoor masking. Correct. But basically back to as close to normal as we've been in quite some time.
That's for the end of the month, but a real exciting component of that is Mother's Day is coming up. Yeah. Mother's Day traditionally has been the number one largest day for eating out. Of course, we all want to celebrate the matriarchs of our family. So that's been the biggest day. So to even give us a little bit more relief before that holiday is very substantial.
And then, of course, the reopening, it's tied to the vaccination rate. So yeah. What is the Hospitality Association doing to get your industry vaccinated?
Well, since January, we've been communicating back and forth to figure out a way to put us at the top of the list. And of course, when vaccines were not as available, we realized that we just had to keep putting ourselves out front. So right now, we're focusing on educating our industry on how to get vaccinated so there's no confusion. And this past week, we've been working on a plan with the Rhode Island Department of Health to do some hospitality-specific vaccination clinics for the industry. So more to come on that. We want to work with the Department of Health and the governor's office to bring some of the clinics to where the people are and make it available on the hours that they need it to be. And that's a lot of coordination. However, we're working on that and hopefully have something by next week to announce.
Is there any one thing that you can say helped the industry survive the last year?
Ooh, so it was a year of unimaginable hardship. Our industry survived, I think, due to our culture of community that surrounds it. You know, we share ideas, we help solve problems, we give each other a shoulder to lean on when things are hard. In our office, we have a very defined culture of community. It consists of cooperation, collaboration, communication, connection, curiosity, compassion, civility, and camaraderie. Some of those were very prevalent this past year, particularly where it was compassion and camaraderie and civility. All of them had a hard part to play. But that's been our culture for years, and we live it here in the office. And the industry lives it as well. And so one of the reasons we've been successful is that we have an incredibly strong team of six women that have worked so hard to get us to this point. And I will celebrate them more and more as time goes on. I don't know what we would have done without them. And as I said earlier, our board of directors at a moment's notice has come on calls that when we need an urgent answer for something and needed input for something, they've been readily available. I can remember Sunday night giving them 20 minutes and I had 40 people on a call, no questions asked. So it's the participation of the entire industry. And one of the things in all my C's, as you can see, I like putting things in, you know, all the culture of community and having all the definitive words, the descriptive words, I mean, in with the same letter. But there's also this word competition. And what I saw this year, and I've seen it in the past, but it really, really came up to the forefront. It wasn't about the competition. You were in the same room as somebody that was your competition, but it didn't matter. Heads got put together and decisions were made and solutions were found working together. And that, I think, is going to be the biggest thing that will come out of this year for us internally.
What are some of the challenges now that restaurants will face as we reopen?
Well, I think the biggest one is staffing. We have seen that it's been difficult to staff the industry, not only our industry, Bill, but other industries as well. I'm going to be meeting with a bunch of different industries next week to put our collective heads together. I don't know that we're going to come up with a solution. I don't believe it's a one reason either. I think the extra money from the unemployment compensation program is a key one. But also, when you have your children having to be homeschooled and not having the ability for childcare and transportation and even some of the concerns about COVID, there's a lot of reasons collectively that have created this deficit of a workforce. And we're going to work really, really hard. I'm pleased to say, and all those other regulatory agencies that we work with, like the Department of Health is obvious. We worked with them well before COVID and continue to, of course, Commerce, the Governor's Office, Department of Business Regulation, but now the Department of Labor and Training. We have worked with them, but we're working super hard on a piece of legislation that we collectively worked on to help give some incentives. And that legislation was introduced last week. The legislature is on break this week, so we anticipate some movement next week. And hopefully, with a lot of the different pieces of a puzzle, we'll have the picture of that puzzle showing pretty soon. But there's a lot of work. One thing that we do offer in our office is if you fill out a form on our website of jobs available, we send them out to all of the places that they need to go, including the Department of Labor's website. There's about 6 or 7 places that we will post for you to make it easy. And we do that as a service for our members.
And of course, you can find the episode with the Department of Labor and Training's Matt Weldon, wherever you're listening right now, and kind of catch in. I mean, it's pretty much the same conversation that's been ongoing as far as staffing and trying to figure that problem out and find solutions for that works for everybody. Okay. You've been with the Rhode Island Hospitality Association for over 30 years. How does COVID stack up against other issues the industry has faced?
There's nothing to compare it. Absolutely nothing. I think about that all the time. What could we say? You know, when this started back in March, I'm a data person. So I started looking and saying, okay, it appears we're going to have to create our own playbook on something like this. And that sounds fairly cliche, but if you were in my office right now, you would see about 10 5-inch binders, what I would call a notebook because I'm older, but my staff says they're binders. There's about 10 of them in the office where we're collecting all this data about what has actually happened so that one day, when things calm down, we can look back and put a plan together for any other situation that would be similar to this. I hope that I never see this type of pandemic again, but we'll be prepared as best we can. And again, there was a lot happening and I know it was day by day, but at the end of the day, in a look back, I think all of us, everyone, the governor's office, Commerce, DBR, Department of Labor, my industry, the hotels, the restaurants, the tourism folks, everyone, I think they did a darn good job.
Yeah, certainly a unique moment in human history. There's no other way to put it. And just the fact that we've been able to come out of it in basically a year and change is kind of amazing, actually.
There will be some changes that will be permanent. One thing I wanted to let you know before we close is that we're starting a consumer confidence campaign, and we're excited about that. That we'll be kicking that off right after Mother's Day, just to let people know that as we vaccinate and all the safety protocols that we're taking and all the industry that we're taking, and you're going to hear from some of our members on some of the things that we're doing, and we've got a great little social media campaign going. So I'm excited to kick that off, and I'll certainly let you see it first.
Awesome. Well, thanks a lot, Dale. Appreciate it. And enjoy the weekend here. It's supposed to, and next week's looking pretty good. So here we go. Spring proper. We're in it.
We're in it.
Thanks for listening to this episode of We Are Hospitality from the Rhode Island Hospitality Association. For more information, visit rihospitality.org or search RI Hospitality on your preferred social media platform.